Unity Week. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. We are in the Unity Week. This week begins on the 12th and ends on the 17th of the Islamic month of Rabiul Awwal. Undoubtedly, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, was the axis of unity among Muslims, and he did his best to eliminate factors of discord and strengthen those of unity and brotherhood in the Islamic society. He has been and will remain the role model of unity. Stay tuned, please. Only 5 months after the migration of Muslims to Medina, the Prophet of Islam ordered them to become brothers two by two. Thus, the Muslims of Mecca and Medina concluded the covenant of brotherhood two by two. Therefore, the basis was founded by the messenger of mercy for unity and solidarity. In this way, the nonsensical values, the era of ignorance, were nullified and replaced by Islamic brotherhood. The Prophet invited the Islamic communities to cling to the firm rope, divine cord, and refrain from discord. Muslims became united in the light of participating this call. This strengthened them and caused them triumph over enemies. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, showed by this action that unity helps the society reach higher values and shun trivial differences and superficial superiorities. The month of Rabiul Awwal is the month of birthday of the Prophet. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, labeled the period between the 12th and 17th of this month as the Unity Week to unite Sunni Muslims who believe in the 12th and Shia Muslims who believe in the 17th as the birthday of the Messenger of Mercy. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, in addition to calling on the helpers of Medina and the migrants of Mecca to conclude the covenant of brotherhood, showed the practical way of tolerance and patience in the face of petty differences. He invited the people to abandon feuds of the era of ignorance or pre-Islamic period. He knew well that the only force to make the Islamic society was to make it monolithic against enemies. Today, the Islamic world is in need of unity and the practice of the Prophet more than ever. Yemen is beleaguered by a destructive war that has been imposed on the country by the Saudi regime. In Afghanistan, explosion and carnage of Muslims have turned into routine events. As for Iraq and Syria, the wounds of savage Daesh and other terrorist outfits have not been cured yet. Burned houses, homeless women and girls, orphan children, and a plethora of pains and miseries are the result of the US-made conspiracy that had turned Iraq and Syria into war-ravaged countries for nearly a decade. It is not the time to return to the teachings of the Prophet of Islam and the ayahs of the Noble Quran to abandon discord and enmity among various Islamic sects. Can we ignore Ayah 10 of Surah Hujurat, which has called all Muslims as brothers of one another? Can we turn a deaf ear to Ayah 52 of Surah Mu'minun that says, And indeed, this community of yours is one community, and I am your Lord, so be wary of me. The enemies of Islam have always tried to cause discord in the Islamic Ummah. They have clung to the scandalous motto of sow discord and rule. Britain has been the ringleader of discord and sedition among Muslims. Moreover, the global Zionism led by the fabricated regime in Tel Aviv has striven incessantly to unite anti-Islamic groups and establishments across the world to annihilate Islam and the Islamic Ummah. Scholars and thinkers play a significant role in awakening Muslims and divulging enemies. They can be the best reformers with their speeches and writings. They can also increase people's insight and make them sensitive towards the plots of enemies. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has always advised various Muslim denominations to avoid insulting each other. He has called on all to converge around commonalities, especially the Prophet of Islam. He says, "The Islamic world today is in need of real recognition of the front of the enemy of the Islamic Ummah. Let us recognize our enemies and friends. Sometimes it has been seen that a number of us, Muslims, have become complicit with our own enemies in order to attack our friends and our brothers. This issue causes chaos in the Islamic Ummah and weakens it. This has originated in the lack of insight. Today, the Islamic world is in need of this insight, this prudence and thought. Another requirement of the Islamic world is unity." Dear listeners, unfortunately, some scholars and thinkers in both Sunni and Shia communities fan the flames of discord and animosity through their words. Any remarks that cause disunity among Islamic sects are utterly in contrast to the practice and behavior of the Prophet. The remedy to the current ills of the Islamic world is to get united around the Prophet, the Quran, the Kaaba, and God Almighty.